we talk, we hear that
Love
on Skype
Talk
too.
Radio.
I'm going to hang up off of Skype. Oh, Lord. Hold on a minute here. Everyone, and welcome to this edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. I hope you didn't hear a whole bunch of echoey stuff at the first. We're having a little technical difficulties this morning, but or afternoon, wherever you are, and we're getting those worked out. But I'm Suzanne Lorantz, and today I'm here with Wendy Dewar-Hughes, who is my co-host, and we're talking with Jessica Lee Johnson, who is the winner of our Sweet Romance writing contest that we had that I think it ended in March, wasn't it, Wendy?
Yes, yeah, it did. Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
And hi.
So, hi, yeah, that was Jessica and that was Wendy. So we're going to be talking about the book today, and this was kind of exciting. The book is available now on Amazon.com as an ebook, and the paperback version is going to be out in a few days as well. So we kind of wanted to interview Jessica since she was our grand prize winner and actually the only winner of the contest. We had opened this contest up to anyone who wanted to submit a sweet romance story for us, and we got several submissions. However, while many of them kind of came close, we just didn't feel that any of them were ready for publications except for Jessica's, and we were real impressed with her story and her writing ability and everything. So, Jessica, welcome to Creative Caravan Roadshow, first of all.
Yeah, thank you.
And congratulations on being our grand contest prize winner, second of all.
Yeah.
And I want to give you a chance just to kind of start out the show today by telling people about your background, where you live, what do you do besides writing, and, you know, how did you become a writer, that kind of thing.
Okay. I was born in northeastern Ohio outside of Akron, and I now live in northern Minnesota. And that's I went to college in Minnesota, and I actually met my husband there, which is how I ended up up here. And it's a lot different up here than it is in Ohio. So because of that, mm-hmm. I love it here. And every story that I write is based in northern Minnesota. But as far as my writing background, I always wrote stories as a child. I was an only child and had a lot of time on my hands. And kind of an introvert, I just like to stay in my room, I guess, a lot. And I just wrote stories and filled up those lined journals that you could get at the store. I'd fill them up with these chapter books, and I've always been a writer. But when I got married and had kids, there just wasn't enough time to write. So I kind of put that aside until about 2006. My pastor at my church said he needed somebody to write newsletter articles for the front page of our church newsletter, and I said, I like writing. So I kind of got back into writing just by writing those short articles. And it kind of took a different turn in 2006 when my youngest son at the time, Ethan, he was 9 months old, he got very sick. And he ended up in the hospital. And then my next son, who was 2 years older than Ethan, he ended up in the hospital with him. They both came down with a really bad virus. And I was writing these church newsletter articles from the hospital waiting room on the computer. And on April 3rd, 2006, my son Ethan passed away. And Yeah. The day that he passed away, that morning, it was a Sunday, and that morning a church newsletter article came out that I had written from the waiting room, and it was about Easter, and it was about God's son suffering on the cross. And I was kind of comparing my sitting in the hospital watching my son suffer and how hard that was, and how hard it must have been for God to have to go through that same thing. And so these newsletter articles, after losing my son, he ended up being diagnosed with an immune deficiency disease, and so was my other son. I guess it's a genetic thing that I carried, but I just wasn't aware of it. So my newsletter articles took on a totally different form. They ended up being a way for me to grieve on paper and share what I was going through, share my faith journey to my church congregation. And several people read those articles and they were like, you know, you should write a book. So I never thought about that before, but 5 years later, I published my own book about that whole process of losing my son and getting the diagnosis for my other kids and just that whole faith journey. I turned that into a book, and it's called Do You Trust Me? And but that's nonfiction. So everything else that I love is fiction. That's my true passion, is fiction writing.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I think, though, you're right, that when you start writing something, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, but you write something that somebody's relying on you to get that to them regularly. You know, you've got a deadline and you've got to get this done. And you know it's going to be published. It sort of changes writing for you. It kind of makes it seem more real and more serious, and that, yeah, I can actually do this, and somebody's actually going to read what I've written, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is scary to put it out there, and you're being judged, and, I mean, it's, you just have to kind of not worry what people think, and most of the feedback is good, and you just, you take that as a sign that you're doing the right thing and that you need to keep going with it, and maybe that's where your gifts are, and so I just kind of went with it, and I kept writing.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. Gosh, well, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that about your son, and I didn't know it. You've written this other book, so that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Did you, when you put the other book out, have you done much to promote that book?
I did at the time. That was in 2012, and it was, because it was nonfiction, I did a lot of speaking for that, going to moms groups and speaking to women's retreats, and just mostly to women, trying to share my story and encourage them not to worry so much, or not to be so fearful of, I guess, of their futures or of their children, and because there's just not much we can do as humans, you know. We can't control what happens, and so my message was more to be able to put your trust in the Lord and not in yourself, I guess. So I did that for a few years, but it's been 3 years, so that's kind of died off a little bit.
Well, I hope you still promote that, because that sounds like an important book for many people to read. So that's good. Congratulations on doing that. That's wonderful. Gosh. Well, on another note then, getting back to the fiction writing, so when did you start turning to fiction a little bit more? I mean, and did you try writing much fiction before you submitted the story to us?
I've written and never published any fiction, because it takes such a long time, and I actually wrote an entire full-length novel around the same time that I was working on my nonfiction book. I had this great idea for this novel, and it ended up at, I think it was 107,000 words, which is really long, and I was so excited about it. I'm like, this is the greatest story ever. I sent it to an editor, and then I ended up joining a critique group with other authors who knew a little bit more about writing than I did at the time, and they pointed out my many weaknesses, and I guess I've been rewriting that book and just kind of taking it apart and, fixing all the mistakes, because I didn't know anything about fiction. I thought I did, but there's a lot of rules that you just don't know, you know, just from reading a book. I didn't know what the rules were, so now I'm kind of rewriting that.
Yeah, wow, gosh. Well, Wendy, you want to ask her the next question? We have a little list of questions here, and they'll give you a chance to kind of jump in here.
Sure, yeah. I wanted to say that when we received your story and I started reading it, I just got through the first paragraph, and I thought, wow, she knows how to write. And it was a thrill to see that, your story was at such a professional level already. So I'm curious about what you've done to work on your craft.
Yeah, that's when I had finished that first fiction novel, as a person who didn't know anything about writing fiction, and I sent it to the editor, and then I ended up joining the American Christian Fiction Writers, organization because I thought I had this book in the bag and I thought I'm awesome. So I joined that group and I signed up for their large critique group. It's called Scribes. I sent out my first chapter and I got all these responses back about, you have too many point of view characters, you're head hopping, you have too many speech attributions, you're, you know, using too many passive verbs. And I was like, what? I didn't know any of that. So because of all of these critiques, I've sent it through, I think I'm on the third round of rewrites, and learning, I've learned so much from those other writers who maybe have just been in the business a little bit longer. And it's because of their feedback that I've been able to probably cut all the extra fluff from my writing. I'm a lot less wordy now than I probably was 3 years ago. And I've gotten a lot better thanks to the help and the extra sets of eyes that I have looking at my stuff.
Yeah, that's a great process. I'm a writing coach myself, and that's something that I see with beginning writers a lot. So, you know, and it is a craft, and you do have to work at it. It doesn't just fall off your fingertips. But
yeah.
I'd like to know also where you got the idea for the house at Mirror Lake. Obviously, it's kind of your surroundings there in the North Woods, so to speak. But I've actually been through Minnesota, and there's lots of lakes up there. But
yeah.
Where did you get the idea for the story?
I had so many different influences for the story. The first thing is with your contest, I had never, ever thought of writing a short story because I was focused on novels, and I didn't see the benefit of something short until I actually tried it. And with a novel that's taken me 3 years to work on, this short story just came really quickly, and it felt so awesome to just be done with it and to be able to write the end and say, look, this is finished. It was a great feeling. So I didn't even have the idea until I saw an email about your contest. And so it kind of got me thinking, okay, what could I write about that takes place on a beach in the summer? And being in Minnesota with all these lakes, I figured it wouldn't be an ocean beach, but it would be a lake. So I got the idea. We have a family cabin up on a lake called Mirror Lake, which is where I got the name of the lake. But the lake in the story is supposed to be a little bit bigger than the one we have a cabin on. The house and the fact that the main character, Claire, is so resistant to change was kind of inspired by me when my own grandma had to sell her house and move down south. And I went a couple weeks later after it had been sold and new people moved in, and they'd made a lot of changes, and it just really, really bothered me. And I think I used that, how much that really hurt, just to see the house that was kind of like my own home. My grandparents' house meant a lot to me, and seeing it different with different people living in it just really bothered me. And I kind of used that for Claire, for her character, when this Jack Severson moves in next door and starts tearing stuff apart, and it just really bothered her, and that was inspired, I guess, by my own feelings.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a little autobiographical that's going on there.
Yeah.
And what prompted you to enter the contest? I mean, I know a lot of people sort of go, oh, gee, I'm not good enough, or they need a little courage to dig up that, you know, confidence to go. So what prompted you to enter the contest?
A lot of writers that are just getting started enter a lot of contests because it's a way to get good feedback, and for someone else who is a little bit more experienced with writing to point out your areas of weakness and just, or your areas that you're good at, you need a little bit of, you know, encouragement from time to time too. So I had only entered one other contest before this one. It was called the First Impressions Contest for American Christian Fiction Writers. So this Sweet Summer Love contest was my second contest that I've ever entered. And I think it was the idea that it was about writing about summer love and being in Minnesota, and summer is the best time to be here. We all know that winter is not the best time to be here. So I wanted to write about the great things that we could do here in Minnesota, about lakes and cabins, because that's kind of my niche, I guess, if I have one, is I just like to write about summer. So the topic really appealed to me, and the fact that it was short and something I thought I could actually do and finish in the amount of time necessary, I thought I might as well just give it a try.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have a question I have a question for you too, Jessica, because like Wendy said, when she first read your story, when it came in, you know, as an entry, contrast entry, her first thought was, wow, this person can really write. And I think I actually read it before she did, and or maybe around the same time, and I kind of had the same thought. And my thought was, wow, this is really good, and this is what I'm thinking of in terms of a winning entry. It's a story that's already pretty well ready to go. It doesn't require a lot of editing. It's obvious the writer knows about story structure, and also it's obvious the writer knows about sweet romance. So you haven't mentioned yet about what you read. And, you know, they always say write what you enjoy reading. So do you read a lot of sweet romance, and that's how you kind of got into the gear of what it takes to write a sweet romance, or was this just totally new in terms of reading sweet romance too?
It was pretty new because sweet romance is kind of a newer thing. I see a lot of that on Amazon when I'm looking for books, and I don't really even know what sweet romance is. I think it's where things are clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even really sure, but what I read is Christian fiction, and it's usually one of my favorite authors is Siri Mitchell. She writes historical fiction, and let's see, I just read full-length novels. Sweet romance, I haven't really read a lot of, because I kind of think mm-hmm. that's its own genre, isn't it? I really don't know.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a newer category that's emerged because and basically it's a romance that the bedroom door is closed, so there's no sex in it, and usually no violence, no profanity, that kind of thing. So for people who want to read that kind of book, this category has kind of emerged, and there's a lot of people who want that. They don't want to read a book with those other things.
Yeah.
They want a story that has the romantic tension in it, and captured that really well.
With that in mind, too, Wendy, that's kind of what I meant by it was pretty obvious that Jessica kind of understood the structure of a romance story. And Wendy kind of explains that structure easily when she says it's all about the characters meet, something takes them apart or pulls them apart, and then something pulls them back together. And that's kind of the way the story's structured. And you seem to get that. We had a lot of entries where people didn't really get that structure, you know.
Well, I haven't really studied structure. I've got like 10 books on writing on my shelf that I haven't read through. They're about plot mm-hmm. and structure, and I haven't really read through them yet, but I've learned a little bit about structure. But you did put on your website, there was a little lesson kind of thing that you had put out there that said something about they get together, then they're apart, and then they're together and apart. Mm-hmm. So I went with that. And also, I kind of structured it after my absolute favorite thing, which is those Hallmark movies that they have on TV. I love them. They're like sweet romance movies. And it's pretty much the same idea.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wrote a book that was like I could envision it being a Hallmark movie.
Well, that was a good idea. Yeah, that's kind of what I do when I'm sitting down writing these stories. I kind of think of that same kind of thing. So that's good.
Yeah. It's a great thing to do, too. It's a great study. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so tell us your process then. You said the story came together fairly quickly, but when you were working on it, did you write every day for a while, or did you just kind of crank it out in one sitting and then go over and revise? What was your writing process like?
I did write a lot of it in big chunks, and then I had a couple of critique partners that read through it just to see, like, what am I missing or what doesn't make sense? Because sometimes when you're writing something, it makes perfect sense to you. But then when someone else sees it, it's just like, this part does not make sense. And so I had at least another set of eyes to say, what are you doing here? This makes no sense. But I wrote a lot of it just, you know, in a couple of days because, like, it isn't that long. So it didn't take that long, but it just came, which is amazing, because a lot of the stories I've got in the back of my mind I've been thinking about and fleshing out the characters in my mind for years, and this was just out of nowhere, which is really cool.
Mhm. Wow. Yeah, Wendy has that happen a lot. I don't have it happen quite so much.
That's funny.
It's hard to... Yeah. Okay, Wendy, what's the next question on her list?
Did you find it difficult to adhere to the contest guidelines? You mentioned that you kind of went through them, but did you find that you had to kind of wrap your head around that, or was it not too hard?
No, it wasn't too hard because some of the guidelines were, you know, that nothing more than kiss, like a kissing scene and brief kissing scene and the whole nothing in the bedroom. I just personally wouldn't write about that anyway, so that's kind of, it fits with my style, and it wasn't really hard to adhere to that. And my only problem was one of the guidelines being that it was something you'd want to read on a beach, and I was a little bit worried. I remember emailing, too, saying, mine doesn't take place in Florida. Am I disqualified? Because I thought it had to take place on a tropical island, and it doesn't. So that was my one fear, is that it just wasn't exactly what you were looking for.
Yeah, no, I think you hit it very well, because we were looking for something that would be fun to read when you're lying on the beach, and that's about... So I think we kind of nailed that.
Good.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's interesting, too. We put the guidelines up, sort of, they're called guidelines, to help guide the readers through, or the writers through the process of writing a story. And I feel like when I've worked with editors before, you know, that's always what guidelines do. To me, guidelines are very helpful because they set up the parameters. I know how many words my story needs to be, how many words it can exceed.
Yeah.
I know, you know, kind of topics and things I've got to come into mind. And then it's easier to create a story because you're not now sitting down thinking, okay, I got to write a story. What can I write about? You know, you're thinking, I want to write about something that people are going to want to read about on the beach. I want it to be, you know, between this word count and this word count. I think all of the stories in Sweet Summer Love are around 15,000 words or so, aren't they, Wendy?
They're more like 12, I think.
12, okay.
Yeah, that's something I did forget about. I forgot about the word count. That was one thing that was a little bit scary. I've never written anything that short, and I thought, can I do this? Can I come up with a story and wrap it all up within 12,000 words? And I didn't know if I could, but I did, so that was good. That was one thing that I was a little bit worried about.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
That's a good reason to enter contests, too, because you push yourself to do certain things, and then you find out, yeah, I can do that, you know?
Yeah.
So good for you. Go ahead, Wendy. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. I wanted to ask you, too, what your plans are. Interestingly enough, I just listened to a CD from a workshop from a conference recently about career plans for a writer, and I thought, sometimes we just write and then put books out and hope things work out, but it's good to have a career plan. So do you have something in mind, and what do you feel is your future as a writer?
I feel like I'm just getting started. I'm finally sending my last child to kindergarten this fall after being a stay-at-home mom for 14 years. And you don't have a lot of time when you're a stay-at-home mom. There's just not time to write. And when I send my son to school in September, I'm hoping that at least I have a few hours a day just to focus on writing. And I'm hoping that I can get things done and just finish the novels that I've started and start cranking out books. And I do plan to, you know, release novels in maybe at least one a year, I hope, because the more you sell or the more that you have out there, it points your readers to the other books that you have, and they help sell themselves, kind of. I'm not sure. But I'm just getting started with it, and I do hope to work part-time and write part-time.
Great. Do you plan to stay in the sweet romance genre?
Yeah, there are so many other genres. I've never really read dystopian or science fiction. And historical, to me, requires so much research that it doesn't interest me. So sweet romance is probably the way that I'm wired. I don't watch TV if there's no romance. I don't read books if there's no romance. To me, there's no point. So I think that will probably be what I'm going to stick with.
It sounds like you found your niche.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to hand it back over to you, Suzanne. I know you've got some more questions.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know when you were talking earlier, Jessica, about the nonfiction book, I was wondering if you have a website or blog set up for your writing. Do you?
Yeah, I have a a website, and it's www.jessicaleejohnson.com, and Lee is L-E-I-G-H. I had to write with that because Jessica Johnson is one of the most common names in the world, and I'm like, I didn't want to have that as my pen name because it's so common, so it's jessicaleejohnson.com. And on there, I talk a little bit about myself and my kids and their disease, and I have some links on there to different organizations that are important to me, and my first book is on there. And this one, I guess I have to put this one on there, too. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll have to do that. That'll be wonderful. Yeah, your first book to launch your sweet romance writer's career. So that'll be good.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, that's neat. We're also going to put up, if people are listening today, sweetromancewriters.com. We have a site called Sweet Romance Writers International, Wendy and I do, and we'll be putting up this interview recording so people can listen to it again if they want to, or people will be listening to it for the first time. And also we're going to do your little bio, put it up there, Jessica, and then a little thing about the book, and then I'm working on a trailer for the book right now, so we'll get that out and we'll do some press releases, because part of the prize that you won was not just publication in the book, but it was our help in promoting the book so that you sell copies. And you mentioned to us before we even went on air today that you'd been promoting the ebook to your friends already and probably sold 3 or 4 copies. So that's great. We hope to all 3 of us promote the book and sell lots of copies and get people to enjoy the book and get to know you as a sweet romance author and start looking for other stories or books that you will have coming out in this genre and that kind of thing. So that'll be really fun to see that happening too. And then, go out and look on Blog Talk Radio, see if there are any other radio shows that you could do interviews for. And Wendy and I need to start doing that as well, find other shows we can talk about the book on, because I really think the 3 stories in this anthology are all fun stories and just things people are going to enjoy reading on the beach this summer or even in their own backyard.
I wanted to just say, too, Suzanne, maybe we'll just take a minute and talk a bit about the stories that we've written, because it is the 3 of us in the book, and,
right.
and Suzanne and I each contributed stories. Jessica is our headliner because she won our contest, but my story, I live in British Columbia, quite close to the U.S. border of Washington. So I set my story in a little town on the beach called Ocean Shores, and it's called Twinkle Twinkle, and it's about a young lady who loses her job about the same day that her mom has a traffic accident. So she has to go back to Ocean Shores, but she also has to face the man who ditched her during their engagement and married someone else. And so there's lots happening in Ocean Shores in my story. And maybe you can just say a little bit about yours, Suzanne.
Okay, yeah. Excuse me, I keep getting a frog in my throat. My story is called The List, and it's about a girl. Her name's Casey Summersby. And if you've been kind of listening to some of our radio shows previously, you know that Wendy and I are currently working on a new series called the Summersby Island Romance Series. And so I decided it'd be kind of fun to just write a first short story that takes place on the island where this series is going to take place. So my main character's name is Casey Summersby. Obviously, the island was named after somebody in her family. And she is asked to entertain this classical guitarist named Julian Bentley, who's coming to the island to play the guitar for her cousin Michael's wedding. And she's just convinced this is a fix-up, and she's had it with musicians because the last 3 relationships she's had with guys have been musicians, and they've all ended in disaster. So she just kind of decides no more musicians, and she does everything she can to kind of dissuade this Julian from being interested in her at all. And then when she meets him and gets to know him a little bit better, she kind of regrets that she's been so standoffish. So I think you'll have fun reading about what happens with, between Casey and Julian, and also get a feel for Summersby Island, because we'll have the first book, The Summersby Island House, coming out pretty soon, and this will kind of get you prepared for that. So fun stories in the book. We got just another minute here, Wendy, so I wanted to give Jessica the chance to answer one final question for us, and that is, Jessica, what is your best tip for aspiring authors?
The best tip I have is to do what I did and join an organization of writers that write the same genre as you want to write. You can learn a lot about the craft and get a lot of good feedback. Because if I didn't do that, I probably would have self-published a book that was just awful, and I would have regretted it. And I learned so much by doing that. So there's organizations probably for every genre, not just the ACFW, but something you can join where you will be with other writers and that you can get feedback and learn about the craft before you jump in and do it. Great tip.
Yeah, well, great tip. We are out of time, but I just want to remind people that the book we've been talking about today is Sweet Summer Love, and it's available on Amazon.com right now for the e-version for just 99 cents. So if you just type in Sweet Summer Love, and you can just put Sweet Summer Love, Wendy Dewar Hughes, I think, and it'll come up the correct book, and then you'll see the e-version or the Kindle version for just 99 cents, and that's a good chance to, you know, try out some of our books, see the writing, see what a great job Jessica did in winning the contest with her entry, The House at Mirror Lake, and just have a fun time at the beach today, this summer with this great book of beach reads. So thanks so much for being with us today, Jessica, and again, congratulations on being our contest winner. Thank you for being here with me too, Wendy.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll just talk to you guys hopefully next week. We've got some guests coming up that we're excited about, so we'll have more about that in our newsletters and on the website, Sweet Romance Writers International, real soon. So take care, everybody. Happy weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.